procrastination. Why are you a thing? You wretched thing, you. Normally, I would begin this episode with a personal story of how I procrastinated and the effect it had on my life, but I won't do it this time because A, there are too many times to count, and B, I'm sure you have personal accounts of your own that you can insert right here. One of my favorite historical characters is Gideon, and he is a great example of procrastination. Gideon was a regular schmegular guy, the son of Joash from the tribe of Manasseh from Israel. Gideon was living in a time where his people were impoverished because of the Midianites, a neighboring people group. Times were so bad that people had to be quiet when it came to handling or gathering food because the Midianites would steal it. One day, Gideon was sitting under a tree that his dad owned, minding his business and beating out wheat in a wine press so that the Midianites could not see what he was doing. A messenger came out of nowhere and had a message from God to deliver. The messenger told Gideon, "You mighty warrior, God is with you." Of course, Gideon wasn't feeling it because his people's circumstances didn't look like God was with them. They suffered pretty badly. Where was God? Was there a God? And a mighty warrior? What? You sure you got the right person? The messenger went on and instructed Gideon to go out on his own strength and deliver his people from the oppression of the Midianites. God asked Gideon, "Do you know who's sending you?" But of course, Gideon contested. "God, how am I supposed to deliver Israel? My family is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least of my family." And so God says, through the messenger, "Go. I will be with you, and you will totally destroy the forces of Midian as one man." Gideon went on to ask for multiple signs to ensure that he was hearing him correctly. Because why on earth would God task him with the responsibility of leading a war when Gideon had no previous experience, was poor, an outcast, and was very fearful? Don't worry, I'm not going to get super spiritual with you. This story really isn't that deep. You may not believe that this story is real, and that's okay. I use this story because I see myself in Gideon so much in so many ways. Gideon is me. Gideon is you. And ladies and gentlemen, Gideon procrastinated. The purpose of this episode is to help you see how counterproductive procrastination is, and how procrastination, if you're not paying attention, shows its head in many different ways. If you ask me, procrastination is the root of all that's evil when it comes to unproductivity. In this episode, Gideon is going to help me show you what causes procrastination and how to combat it. Number one, doubt. So we obviously see that Gideon doubted that he could ever be a mighty warrior, right? I mean, how could he be? He's never led a war before. Forget a war, he's never led anyone. For goodness sake, he believed that he was the least in his family. Probably felt that he was the most unqualified, the black sheep, and the least considered. Surely there was someone else who was better qualified for the position. But maybe God saw something in Gideon that Gideon had not yet seen in himself. God wasn't focused on his circumstance, his family background, his economic status. God still wanted to use Gideon. But none of that mattered to Gideon, because doubt was louder than the person who created him. I honestly can't blame Gideon, because in my 32 years of living, I can't seem to shake doubt. I doubt myself from sunup to sundown. I've doubted myself on personal projects, work projects, and even in my relationships. Hell, I've doubted whether I could do this podcast. I have found that doubt is debilitating. Doubt will have you second-guessing yourself while everyone sees the potential in you. From Beyonce to Obama to Oprah to Ava DuVernay, and insert your favorite public figure here, everyone doubts themselves and have doubted themselves and will doubt themselves to the grave. It's not the doubt that's the problem, it's what you do with it. You're always going to doubt yourself. It's in our nature. I mean, look at Gideon. But do it anyway. Do that thing, whatever that thing is, do it anyway. I also found that there's levels to doubt. For example, I hate running, but I want to be able to push my body and run a 5K one day. Lately, I've been a little bit more active, and my trainer, who's also a good friend of mine, has been pushing me to run a little faster than I'm used to. He would start with lower inclines and speed levels and shorter running times, and then gradually push me from there. I doubted being able to run 4 miles per hour with a 4 incline, and then I did it. And then I doubted being able to run any faster than that, but then I did it. And I know I'm going to regret publicly saying this. The more attempts I have at running, the more I see that I can actually do it. And the more I do it, the more confidence I will have to keep pushing and to keep going. And then eventually I will be able to say that I ran a 5K. I've learned that exercise and how your body reacts to it is a physical manifestation to what you tell your mind that you can accomplish. You can exercise your mind to believe whatever you want it to be. I've learned that doubt will always be there, but try something different. Introduce confidence to it. And if it doesn't work out, at least you know that you know that you know that you tried. Number 2, fear. I've talked about fear already, so I won't spend too much time on this one. If you haven't already, go ahead and check out Season 1, Episode 1 on fear. I'm sure that Gideon was afraid the moment that the messenger appeared to him. And if you study Gideon's story a little more, you'll find that he started to conquer doubt by just saying yes. God eventually told him that his army of over 30,000 was way too big. Wait, you mean to tell me that you want me to lead a war, but you want me to do it with 300 men? Now, I'm also afraid. But what I do love about this is that at this point, from what we know, Gideon was no longer questioning God. At this point, he is doing everything in fear. God would give him specific instructions, and he would do it with his little 300 men and do it in fear and eventually defeat the Midianites. But is that the case for us? Are we doing things in fear? Because you know, fear never really goes away. And anyone who tells you that they aren't afraid and aren't afraid of anything are liars. I don't know the author of this quote, but it resonates with me. Be afraid and do it anyway. More often than not, when we conquer our fears, it makes the second time around easier. And we get used to that thing that we used to be afraid of. Get familiar with your fear. We can't let fear stop us from achieving goals and pursuing dreams. And beyond that, we have to ask ourselves, what are you really afraid of? And I think I have the answer. Number 3, people. Yep, that's right. People and their opinions is why you procrastinate. Gideon cared about people's opinions too. God gave Gideon specific instructions, and Gideon waited until no one was watching to do it. Perhaps it's because he knew that backlash was coming, or that people wouldn't believe that he heard from God, or that it would change their opinions of him. I can't knock Gideon for feeling this way because Gideon did what he was told to do anyway, even though he did it when no one was watching. Earlier this year, I knew that I wanted to share my interest with productivity with the rest of the world. To me, the best way to do it at the time was to start a YouTube channel and imitate what I saw and what worked for others. It had a good, albeit short, run. Before I knew it, I hated the process. It was beginning to suck the fun out of video editing that I grew to love. I always had technical difficulties and it took me hours. What's worse is that I wasn't being completely myself. It turned the topic of productivity into something very mechanical to me. And for me, productivity isn't always about planners and organization. It goes much deeper than that, as you now can see. I honestly hate being in front of the camera. The only way I can deal with it is if I'm in front of the camera for silly and fun reasons and I'm controlling it. But I found myself doing what was suggested to me and being this person that I did not like. All for the opinions of others. And it was a miserable time for me. So I had to come to terms with myself. Nadine, if you continue to do this just so that it doesn't seem like you gave up, you're going to hate it. I've been there before with a nonprofit I started years ago and held on to longer than I should have because I was concerned about the opinions of people. I told myself that it could affect my passion for productivity and helping people like I originally sought out to do. Nadine, are you going to put your passion on the altar for the sake of the opinions of people you don't even know? So guess what I did? I procrastinated for a month because of doubt, fear, and people's opinions. And then I said, F it. And release this podcast. The time between me dealing with doubt, fear, and people's opinions and releasing my first episode, I realized what was most important to me. That I don't want to die filled with potential. I don't want to be at the end of my life with unrealized dreams and face God just for him to ask me, "What did you do with what I gave you?" I love y'all, but I don't love y'all that much. I'm not bound by your opinions, and I love what sets me apart from you, with or without your validation. And that's another problem. Validation. We have too much access to the perfection that people put out there. We're all trying to floss and one-up each other, but you'd be surprised if you saw how people really lived when their phones are down. I made a promise to myself that I'm going to try everything that my mind can imagine and see where it takes me. I'll die trying. I thank God that you're listening to this, but if you didn't, that's okay because somebody else will, and they will get something out of it. And if no one listens, that's fine because this is serving as a great outlet for me. I believe in myself, and I believe I bring a different perspective, fresh ideas, and level of dopeness that can't be emulated. I am me. Living your life based on the opinions of people is a death sentence. You kill yourself and the essence of who you are. You live in a world where everyone is copying everyone. Authenticity is a delicacy. It's rare, but when you experience it, it's refreshing and gratifying. Remember this. Everyone is going through the same battles, the same insecurities, the same life issues. So who cares what they think about you and what you're doing? Somebody out there thinks you're dope. Just do it. So here are some things that I would suggest if you're severely dealing with procrastination. I know sometimes it's hard to do what we need to do. I'm working on a product that helps with this and I can't wait to release it. But in the meantime, these have all worked for me. Here's what you can do. The 5-second rule by Mel Robbins. And I quote, "If you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must physically move within 5 seconds or your brain will kill it. The moment you feel an instinct or a desire to act on a goal or a commitment, use the rule. When you feel yourself hesitate before doing something that you know you should do, count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and move towards action. There is a window that exists between the moment you have an instinct to change and your mind killing it. It's a 5-second window, and it exists for everyone. If you do not take action on your instinct to change, you will stay stagnant. You will not change." End quote. This rule has helped me get out of bed when I was depressed. It's helped me to not only meet deadlines, but finish tasks well ahead of time. Try it for a week and see what it does. I highly recommend it. Reward yourself. In my graduate work, I studied the importance of strategic planning in small nonprofit organizations and how it affects organizational effectiveness. And what I found and that has stuck with me, and hopefully you will get to see it in the next thing I release, is the importance of implementing a reward system for yourself. Rewarding myself has dramatically increased my productivity, specifically when I did not want to do what I needed to do. You can reward yourself with items, food, time spent with family, leisure, whatever your little heart desires. This trick also requires a little bit of discipline and self-control. The done list. I stole this idea from a peer of mine, and I have not looked back since. I know we're used to to-do lists, and productivity experts will to-do list you to death. Don't get me wrong. I love a good list, and I get such a high from crossing things off. But it's a different type of high when you can jot each item you've completed the moment you completed it. It's great to look at this list at the end of the week and see all that you've done and see that you did not waste 7 days. I love using it at work. In my work email inbox, I have 2 labels that I use for my emails, to do and done. I'll get an email, mark it as to do, and when it's done, I change the label to done. That way, I can keep track of all my work, and if asked, I have a paper trail of what I accomplished for the week. All of these tricks have helped me to combat procrastination. Procrastination is an overarching issue that results from a whole bunch of other issues. I just want to remind you that you have nothing to lose, but giving in to procrastination will have you losing time. Time is something that we can never get back. Don't you ever think about the person you could be or what you could be doing if you just did what you had to do? I think about what was happening during the time that Gideon procrastinated while he was asking God for all of these signs, even though he knew what he was supposed to be doing. How many lives were affected by his procrastination? Think about that. How many lives, including your own, is affected by your procrastination? Doubt, fear, and people's opinions are not good enough reasons. You know what you need to do. Thanks for listening. Until next time.